What we're going to present is some information on two exotic diseases that we don't have here in Florida that we're working on. The first one is citrus variegated chlorosis, and I'm going to give some reports on seed transmission of this pathogen, Xylella fastidiosa. The second disease is citrus leprosis, which we also don't have in Florida, and we have two projects on it right now that are ongoing. One is mite transmission with endemic mites from Florida. And the second one is a presentation on a new virus that we found associated with citrus leprosis virus that's being published right now. The last report we're going to do is bring you up to date on what's going on about the characterization of the pathogen or pathogens that cause citrus blight.
Going back to CVC and leprosis, those are diseases that they have in Brazil. We don't have in Florida. I guess we're concerned we'll get them in Florida.
Yes, for sure. Citrus variegated chlorosis caused by Xylella fastidiosa, a bacterium in the xylem, but it's transmissible with sharpshooter insects that we already have present in Florida. Leprosis is transmitted by Brevipalpus flat mites. We have Brevipalpus mites in Florida, but we don't know their ability to transmit or not transmit citrus leprosis virus.
So it's good to be doing this research in case we get these diseases in Florida. We're a little ready for them.
Yes, try to keep a step ahead with diagnostics as well as what happens with the mites and sharpshooters and other insects that we have here in Florida.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.